Would you ever call it a covered dish or a potluck?
Yeah. Yes, we still do call it covered dish.
Okay.
Potluck.
Okay. And that thing you bring would be called a what? Would it have a particular name? Would it be called a casserole?
Well, you might call it a casserole.
Okay, okay. The thing they do when they dig a big pit outside and they butcher a hog or a cow and cook it over it is called a what? Would you, I just wonder if you ever heard of like a barbecue where you dig a big pit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, we have barbecues.
Okay, okay. And the hot drink that people drink in the morning?
Coffee.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you some more about the ranch. What kind of fences did they have on the ranch?
The original ones were called buck fences.
Buck fences.
Buck fences.
Now, those were made out of completely out of wood?
Mm-hmm, completely out of wood. They had two pieces make a buck.
Is that
poles in between.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a rail fence?
No.
No, it isn't.
What's the difference? Tell me what...
I don't really know too much about a rail fence.
A rail fence has no nails in it at all. It's just laid.
Laid together.
Yeah.
Great.
And
this buck fence, all the poles are nailed, and there's about three poles down the side of the buck.
And later on they had barbed wire.
Barbed wire.
Woven wire.
Most of it's barbed wire. There's very little woven wire here. Only the few people that have sheep have woven wire fences.
Okay. There's a lot of sheep in this area?
Not too many.
Used to be. Not much anymore.
I don't imagine there's 1,000 head of sheep here now when there used to be 25,000.
Did they have any big wars, cattle and sheep wars in this area?
No, they didn't. The only thing that comes to mind was this fellow had sheep and he would let them graze over onto this other fellow's property. And one day he was out there scattering some stuff and the fellow said, "What's that?" He says, "That's poison. So if those sheep had come over here, well, right then there was a sheep-bearing fence put up so the sheep couldn't get over there."
They said the early ranchers that had cattle here weren't very happy when they started bringing sheep in, but there was never any real trouble about it.
What other fences, what kind of enclosures would they have been on the...
Corrals.
Okay. And those were used to keep cattle?
Well, they usually have... Put them in a corral when they're branding or separating their cattle or.
And the corral was near. Was it? I was wondering what other besides the ranch house, what other kind of building?
Barns.
Okay, were there different kinds of barns?
Yeah, some of them had big barns with hay lofts up above where they put their hay and dropped it down into the stalls and mangers.
Okay.
So there were different kinds.
Okay, and. There were different kinds of corrals as well, or was there just...
It's called some of them a round corral. I don't know, I suppose that was easier to herd the cattle and separate them.
Okay, okay.
Most of them were pretty high, the corrals, the fence poles went pretty high on a corral fence.
And the thing, when you let cattle out to graze, they might be grazing in a...
pasture.
Okay. And a place where you got a crop going would be called a what? Maybe a wheat crop or an alfalfa crop or some sort of crop.
We don't have any wheat here or any alfalfa. Field?
Yeah, that's
field.
Okay, that's the word. Is that a word you'd use in this
field.
Area?
Field. Meadow. Meadow or field.
Are those pretty much the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They are here.
Okay.
It's where the hay is growing.
Okay.
That's our main crop here.
Hay.
Hay and most
down
of it's
Texas wild. Called it a field.
I failed.
Yeah, John's little niece, that's what she called it, didn't she? Going to the field.
And probably don't have them. Did you have any, besides cattle and horses, did you have any pigs on your farm?